Salem High boys basketball coach Tom Doyle is here with us. And Tom, you guys are off to a great start. Is this the best start you've been off to ever at Salem, or at 7-0?
I'm not sure about ever, but it's certainly something that we haven't been this successful early on in many years now that I can remember.
But you've had great teams, great success, and so I didn't mean to downplay that piece to you, but tough basketball for sure. Well, I guess tell me what's come together for Salem basketball so far then.
Well, we have four returning starters, senior starters, that have a lot of experience and have really worked hard in the offseason and during the season on their games. And they know each other really well, and we also have a fifth starter, a sophomore, that stepped up, was our sixth man last year. And they've played together a lot, and they're really working hard and playing together as a team right now.
Now, you don't have a ton of height, correct?
I wouldn't say any height. We have like 14 two guards and one four-man that's about 5'10". But kids are really stepping up to the challenge and playing different roles and doing things that where we have a void.
All right, let's talk about some of those names, if you could. The starters, and we don't have to go through everybody, but some. Tell me a little bit more about some of the kids.
Well, we have our returning captain, Kelvin Perpetuo. Is one of our point guards. We really have two point guards that start out there for us, and he's very solid out there, very steady with the ball, scores when needed, plays solid defense, and does whatever's needed on a given basis for us. Our other point guard, Alex Sanchez, number one, is a senior captain guard as well. Very quick player, very very small, but plays a lot bigger than his size, and very quick, solid defender, creates a lot of problems offensively because he can shoot it and uses speed to go by people. Another Joel Nunez, number 10, another senior captain, is a wing player, shooter, scorer, great defensive player for us. He had 30 points in the opener against Marblehead for us this year, and another kid that steps up and does whatever's needed on a given basis. And we have Jonell Roberts, which is our so-called center. He's really like a two or three guy, but he's playing center for us. And he steps out and hits the three. He rebounds with the best of them and really is developed into a really nice player for us. And our last starter is sophomore guard Ricky Arias, who has really stepped up, had a great freshman year, has really improved so far. He had a 30-point game against Winthrop this year and a couple 20-point games, and he's another kid that can take it off the dribble, can shoot and score, defends well. They're all five of them are really unselfish. Everyone's kind of stepped up and taken a different scoring lead for us throughout the year. We haven't had one consistent guy, scoring all the points for us. It's different guys on different nights, and they're really an unselfish bunch.
I thought I just came up with a new term for Jonell. This is a two guard that plays a center, is a 2.5.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Nice. I like that. I like it.
Okay. Not that much, though. All right. So now you got Danvers coming up on Friday. And I know you saw people that saw the you talked to people that saw the game and so on. Now, Danvers, I've seen them twice so far this year. They're not the same Danvers team as a year ago, but they're going to play hard.
Oh, they're excellent. They're defending state champs. They're an excellent team, excellent program, well-coached. They got a lot of returning experience. They don't have the same height that maybe they had last year, but they're very similar to us. I think it's going to be a great matchup both ways. We both have perimeter speed, and we both have athletic ability. I watched them play once and have heard numerous reports, and they are an excellent team, and it's going to be a very, very tough game Friday night.
What about, and again, these are, let me ask you, pick your brain on other North Shore basketball here, last maybe question in general on that piece would be, you used to have the battles when Classical and English were in your division. Now, you haven't played them yet, but I was a little surprised to see Classical beat English last night by the 20 points. I had seen English, and I had seen some other scores, and I'm not watching it carefully. I just thought that would be a close game, and maybe English would be favored.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things in the North where I think there's a lot of balance this year. And to see the 20-point spread, I was a little surprised, but I wasn't at the game. I don't know how the flow of the game went and everything. But at the same time, I think all those teams in the North are outstanding. With us moving to the South this year, we do only see them once. But I think any team in that North is very capable of beating each other and beating any team, not just each other, but beating any team. I think there's going to be a lot of great games. And just to show you, English beat Classical the week before. So it's one of those things where, you know, I think there's going to be battles in the North all year long amongst all those teams.
Tom, anything else to share with us about Salem basketball?
Nope, just, you know, thank you very much for having me, and, you know, enjoy the day.
All right, Tom. Tom Doyle, boys basketball coach at Salem High School on MSONewsSports.com.